And what is it like to be a Philadelphia Eagle? Well, we find out from Nolan Carroll, who's been here for just about 3 months. He joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Well, what is it like being a Philadelphia Eagle, new guy?
It's excellent. You know, the atmosphere of players, coaches, everybody inside the organization, you know, has welcomed me with open arms, and you know, it's been a great experience right now. It's something that, you know, I haven't been accustomed to, you know, at all since I've been in the league. You know, so it's a very fun experience. You know, every day I come in the building, you know, I'm excited to work. I'm excited to go to practice, excited to go to meetings, excited to lift everything.
That sounds like a new beginning. You feel like you're reborn here.
Yeah, I feel like my rookie year again. Yeah. You know, just eager to come here and learn as much as I can from, you know, everybody that I can. You know, always picking somebody's brain as far as, you know, what to do on and off the field, as far as, you know, recovery, you know, things on the field, as far as, you know, scheme or, you know, communicating with different guys so we can all be on the same page.
Had you at all heard, as a member of the Miami Dolphins, about even a little bit from friends around the league about how Chip does things here? And then, I don't know, maybe people talk about it around the league. Did you hear it all?
I heard about it a little bit. You know, it was more of a myth when I was in college. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as hearing all the stuff that Oregon, when he was at Oregon, with all the stuff they did over there, and you know how much success they had, and you know when he came to the league, you know, it was the same thing. You know, until you're actually here and doing it, it's one of those things that, you know, you're more appreciative of. You know, Coach Kelly's a big guy in recovering. You know, we train hard, but we recover harder, and that's where he takes the most pride, and that's where we have the sports medicine that we have, the sports science division. You know, those guys are constantly on us to, you know, recover and monitoring our bodies, heart rates, you know, soreness levels, you know, all, everything, you know, just to get us ready to perform at a high level every day.
How about the football side of things? I mean, I know it's intense learning. Really, at this point, it's figuring out all the terminology and then taking it from the classroom to the football field. How do you think you're doing?
I think I'm doing great. You know, it's something that, you know, it's easy for me to pick up a playbook. You know, mm-hmm. I've never had a problem with that going back to college. It was just something that came natural to me. You know, so when I'm out on the field, all it is now is just about communicating with all the guys in the back end and linebackers so we can all be on the same page. You know, it's everything that since it's going so fast, it's hard to really communicate at the same speed as, you know, the offense is going. But, you know, as the days have gone on, we've gotten better and better at it.
Is a lot of it nonverbal communication, Nolan?
Yeah, a lot of it is. A lot of it is signals. You know, the music's blasting in practice. You know, they're going at a fast pace. So, you know, you really can't yell out there as loud as you want to. So hand communication, you know, hand signals, guys looking at everybody in the back end and communicating from, you know, corner to safety, safety to linebacker. You know, from safety to the opposite safety, safety to the other corner. You know, as long as everybody can be on the same page, you know, we'll never be wrong.
Nolan Carroll has a very interesting upbringing. Didn't play football early on, played soccer.
Yeah.
And I wonder, does the footwork that you had to develop in soccer, has it maybe paid off just a little bit for your position at the cornerback?
Now I look back at it, yeah, it does. You know, just for me, going from soccer to football, just transition like that, it was relatively easy for me, you know. So I didn't have to go through all those growing pains of really trying to figure out my footwork here and there and get into the speed of the game. And I was already so accustomed to it just because I played soccer, just because a lot of it is change of direction stuff. You know, yeah. I played running back, wide receiver, a little bit of defense, you know. So for me, those positions came natural because it was similar movements.
Is the idea of playing defense, I know you preferred playing defense to offense, and I wondered, is just you like to be a physical guy?
Yes. Yeah, I really can't explain it. I've just always been one of those guys that's been tough, gritty type. You know, it's been in my DNA for so long. I don't know if I get it from my parents or whoever. But, you know, for me, once I got into college, I knew right when I got into college I wanted to play defensive back. You know, they brought me in as a receiver, but I knew where my heart was, and that was mm-hmm. to play defense. And, you know, I begged my coaches for 2.5 years when I was in college to let me play defense, and you know, they finally let me play it my sophomore year, and, you know, I haven't looked back.
And one of your mentors is a name that is dear to us, former Eagles cornerback Al Harris. Mm-hmm. I mean, we remember him as somebody who came to the Philadelphia Eagles in the 90s and was unrefined, hadn't developed into a Pro Bowl cornerback, physical, smart, long. Mm-hmm. What do you like about him?
I just like that he was physical. And, you know, the first thing that stuck out to me was his dreads.
Right. Impressive.
At the time, they were so rare. I think Ricky Williams had it. Al Harris, Mike McKenzie, I think those were the main guys that really had it. You know, so for me, as a little kid watching, you know, that really stuck out to me. And ever since then, you know, I followed him, you know, followed him, going to college. I tried to model my game after him as well. And once I got into the league in my rookie year, I was able to play with him. You know, I was one of those things where I was just starstruck, you know. Mm-hmm. every day I tried to take a peek over at his locker. This was about two down from mine, just to see what, you know, how he prepared every day for practice. You know, when I was out on the field, I watched him see how he prepared during practice and in the games. It's the same way. I just wanted to watch to see how he played. And, you know, the next couple of years, he ended up being my coach. You know, so once he did that, I was really able to pick his brain a lot as far as, you know, what the mindset was, you know, how you prepare for a game, technique stuff, what happens, you know, if you give up a play, what's your mindset after that. And, you know, he did a really good job, you know, helping me from a mental standpoint and my technique standpoint to really grow from year three to year four.
How would he do in today's game? I mean, he was such an in-your-face cornerback, and now you can't quite be in your face as much as he was.
Yeah, I think he would still do good. You know, I just feel like, you know, the way he played the game, he'd still be able to prosper and play the same way. You know, if he didn't have the injuries that he did, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, yeah, I think he'd still be playing the game right now.
Well, hey, we loved him, and if you're as good as Al Harris, man, please, so, you're going to get it going on. This defense is going to be fantastic. Yeah. How is it going for you out there? I mean, I know you said it was going well. Do you feel like – do you ever project yourself into the season, or are you kind of a I'm going to take it one day at a time kind of guy?
I really take it one day at a time. You know, I don't like to look too far ahead, you know, because that's when you kind of get sidetracked a little bit. You know, so every day I go out there, I concentrate on, you know, one rep at a time, one play at a time, one period at a time. And that's the way you have to do it, you know, if you want to get better. You don't ever want to overlook something, because when you do that, you start preparing less, or you mentally you're not as focused, you know. So every rep I'm trying to prepare like it's, hey, this is a game situation, you know, I need to go about it this way. Because if you do that, when you get into the games, it just becomes automatic for you, natural.
Well, hey, man, thanks. I love the art.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
One day we will get into what all this art means.
All right.
You like to talk about it, right?
Yeah, I will. Yeah,
it's cool,
no
man.
Problem.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Nolan Carroll in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.